Good evening, everyone. And I'm so glad that a number of you realized, well, all of you who are here, realized that on the weekends we have quite a late, at least late for us, broadcast, which starts at 10 p.m. GMT, so it does not collide with other with other broadcasts. So, you know, here you are, and here we are together. And I will have to, I'll be presenting this evening's meditation. There will be no music. Maybe I just haven't figured that out yet. But Tuya will be back before long, and we'll be presenting these daily daily meditations. It's pretty clear now that every attempt will be made to overturn the election. It does not look like a winning strategy at this point. But one can never tell. And if it succeeds, in one place, it can succeed in others. And it would be then a stolen election and a disenfranchisement of so many, actually millions of people. Now that, according to law, cannot be allowed, and we find that even members of the Republican Party are pushing back against these egotistical attempts. So we have to continue our work. There is a certain certification coming up on December 6th, and the attempt is now being made to delay those certifications so that electors can be appointed and the people's will, their ballots, their votes thrown out. And then the possibility exists that the states could simply flip back from the present result. And that would be a national constitutional crisis. Well, the Tibetan predicted that much suffering lies in store for that great people. He was referring to the people in the United States. And of course, all of this has global implications. So we attend the best we can and as vigilantly as we can. We attempt to add our esoteric understanding, our visualization, our meditation to the process, and we certainly attempt to support and bless those who represent the indigo blue of the United States and basically represent the idea of democracy, which is a hierarchical expression. So we support Jupiter and the indigo and the second ray in this instance, and we do everything we can day after day as this calendar works its way out. There are certain key points that will tell us which way it is going. There are those who are very confident that there will be no problem, and there are others who say remain watchful and remain attentive. And I think that's the path that we are choosing. Basically, it's as if the disciples of the world are surrounding the earth in the name of the Christ, in the name of the rider from the secret place, in the name of the great Lord, doing what we can, however little it may be, but it may be sufficient to help, to guard and protect against the forces of obstruction, the forces of delay. And DK speaks of the possible delay of entrance into the Aquarian Age. We have to take him seriously. We look forward to the victory of the solar angel, or the angel of the presence, in the United States, conquering the unregenerate dweller on the threshold. We call upon that victory, we invoke that victory for all of humanity, that the angel of the presence shall succeed. In mastering humanity's dweller on the threshold, a unregenerate, for the most part unregenerate, elemental being. And we are indeed aware that a great battle is taking place psychologically and spiritually. All of this under the influence of Shambhala, that is really pressing the issue. We realize a great purpose, a great will is trying to drive humanity forward. And in fact, drive the entire planet towards an eventual sacredness. And we try to align with that shambolic purpose, as little as we may know of it, but we do know that we are to become a great station of light. And that our little earth plays the role of a base of the spine center, and thus is crucial in the fifth initiation of our solar logos. Now, this is an eventuality, but it can take place in this particular solar system, this solar system which emphasizes soul development within our little universe supervised by the solar logos. We are just in a particular small phase of our ongoing development towards sacredness. It's kind of an anticipation of the judgment day which lies far ahead, after which only those upon the path will be found within our planetary system. Now, presumably, we can help others take their first steps upon the path. And our little, this phase of the battle, let us say, is about that, leading to the first initiation of humanity as a whole. And this is a step in that direction. And to that end, members of the hierarchy have contributed greatly to this experiment under the regency of the now Master R, the Lord of Civilization, the Maha Chohan. He was so active in setting up the United States as an area of governmental experiment, an experiment still going on. And more recently, setting up the experiment of the European Union, the way of conceiving that is perhaps as a United States of Europe. And we also have a Russian Federation. I don't know whether the Master R is particularly involved in that, but the idea is these great agglomeration of states and countries hold the destiny of humanity in their hands. And so we seek to further this union, this divine plan of unity and cooperation. We do not seek to divide the way those representing the Martian vibration, a non-sacred vibration, so often do. They seek to divide and to conquer. Our task during this fifth root race is to work with the five planetary centers. They are, in a way, of a higher magnitude than cities simply considered as cities. Certain cities have great significance in different countries. But the planetary centers. We all belong to one of them, have a significance throughout the entire planet, especially this time, the active ones, New York, London, Geneva, though Geneva is very esoteric on the second ray. And Darjeeling, very esoteric on the first ray. Its time has not yet come. And Tokyo on the first ray as well, seeking to evolve into its proper influence. But we think about the planetary center to which we may belong. And the United States, which is the focus of our work now, belongs to New York, considered as a planetary center, a second ray, third ray city with the sign Cancer very strong. And basically a idealistic sixth ray planetary center. And so we offer our soul qualities to that center, helping people respond to the right kind of inclusive idealism, not the exclusive idealism of Mars. So that indeed the United States can, whatever it may mean to us, light the way. In psychology, in spirituality, in brotherhood, sisterhood, in unification, including many types, but always with a great goal in mind, within the states. The great planetary center of New York is also a throat center. We know the silvery blue color is the color of the throat center of the individual. It distributes its communication abilities, its financial abilities, even though often wrongly used at first, with Los Angeles as the heart center, glowing golden, and Washington, D.C., presently the head center, with the influence of the true red, but also serving the basic indigo of the nation. Washington and New York will be merging, he tells us. And New York will be the great center. home of the United Nations. A union absolutely indispensable in today's world. And you can always tell when people fight against it, they are serving obstruction and disunity. But of course, they are at the stage where they serve the personality which seeks to establish its own distinctness from others. It's a stage. But cannot be allowed to dominate at this critical time. The great Lord, in this magnificent statue, he hovers, he stands over the city Rio, which will be very important in the sixth root race, which begins in another 2,000 years or so. And we realize that we are working as much as we can through our limited understanding with the Mighty One, the Great Lord, the head of the hierarchy, the rider from the secret place, the savior, the psychologist, the teacher. And with our growingly intimate connection with this great Lord, we sound the mantra. We have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya. Be with us. And we recognize that all we do is to serve the coming of his hierarchy and his own reappearance, signaling the first initiation of humanity. And this will require the attitude of fearlessness, the abhaya, gesture, mudra. Looked at in two ways. We can hold this gesture internally and externally. Because it takes courage and fearlessness to work for the forces of light when such a renewed attack is subtly underway. Within the United States, a balance must be achieved. The triangle, the symbol of balance. A true working and unifying relationship between the White House as the home of the executive branch, the Capitol, the home of the legislature, more on the second ray, all of them sub-rays of the first, and the Supreme Court, where what is legal according to the laws established is reasoned out and voted upon. First, second, and third ray, basically. So that law and justice may be upheld in the nation, and dictatorship, kingship, avoided, dismissed as a relic of the past. The indigo color then sweeps through the three governmental centers and across the nation. Helping these three centers serve the larger secondary purpose of I light the way. And because there is so much friction, so much division, so much stress in the nervous system, we visualize the color rose, which is an antidote to these undesirable, fracturing conditions. So rather than the ongoing battles between the various exalted centers of government, we have the will to cooperate. And the great division caused by Mars in Gemini, the personality sign of the United States, we will have the bridging action, a more inclusive action, a more reasonable, unifying, cooperative action. We visualize this as the color rose spreads, unifying the three centers and unifying the various contending forces in the United States. And all of this is done in the name of the Christ and for his sake. Whatsoever shall be asked in his name and with faith in the response, we'll see it accomplished. And we realize that so many people do not want the healing that must arrive. They want to dominate the opposition. But there are other ways, a kind of Libran way that the Christ offers. Pisces, Libra, his two prominent signs, I believe. He brings at first not peace but the sword. But after, through discrimination, values are adjusted, then he steps into his role as the Prince of Peace. So meanwhile, there is a battle, and soul values must prevail, even though the will to harmony and the will to unity are behind the battle, a psychological, spiritual battle into which we enter. Remember what DK said? See that you battle, he said. But the method, of course, is not some kind of external violent method. It is a meditative, imaginative, esoteric method. And so we call upon the power that flows through the second of the great invocations. Because the angel must prevail. And then, when the law of repulse has done its work, there can be a unification. Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. The rule of evil now must end. And to this end, we invoke Saint Michael, the Archangel of Saturn, so that the law, the true conformity to the inner law as well as the outer, can stand in the midst of the lawlessness which is to be expected at the end of an age, whenever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, that I manifest myself from age to age for the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil. And we are in such a period, and those who are low in their consciousness are swept into the stream of pralaya, the pralaya of the lower Piscean tendencies, the lower sixth ray tendencies. But Saturn, Saint Michael, can assist with the reestablishment of the law. And we can be involved, as we are now, in our own little way of defending that law. DK gave us the sevenfold wheel of divine love. He offered this to one of his advanced students. Each ray in its love aspect radiates from the center, and we as a group stand at the center. And the quality of every ray goes forth into the nation, into the three determinative bodies, White House, Capitol, Supreme Court, and through each of these seven rays in rotation, the law of love is revealed. And the method of protection of the love wisdom, which should be pouring through the psyche of the United States, that too is protected and extending into the soul of all humanity through the nations into the soul of all humanity. And the love wisdom is effective. It is revealed and becomes effective in the midst of all of these petty, egotistical attempts. We put ourselves on the side of protecting the law, the love, the wisdom. And we bless the blue, which is in alignment with the indigo soul of the United States. A huge task lies ahead to bring a true unity to the nation, and a unity to the human condition in which the angel and the dweller are again facing each other. We ask that that Lord of Liberation, who particularly stands for freedom, for liberty, be brought closer to humanity through right invocation. We follow the will of the Christ in this. He is much supported by the Avatar of Synthesis, the Spirit of Peace, and the Buddha, and by the Lords of Liberation. Two interlocking triangles with the Christ at the center. All of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle from Saint Francis. We thank you for attending. For some of you, it's quite late, I realize. Tomorrow, of course, we continue. It's at the 10 o'clock hour, as we do on the weekends. And in the morning here in Europe, we will be having our broadcasts attracting financial resources for hierarchical purposes. So, many blessings to everybody from the whole communications group and from Tuya and myself here especially. this night. And with gratitude, we appreciate your presence.